Yes?
Governor Connolly.
I couldn't be better, Mr. President. How are you?
Fine. They tell me that you really got a good health policy, that you just go in and out and must be making a profit on it, these hospitals.
I'll tell you this. I don't even know whether I got any.
Well, I'm standing around here with a bunch of your friends, Pierre Salinger and Jack Valenti and George Reedy and Bill Moyers.
Pierre and George, I'll damn them, next time they come to Texas, we're going to put up no welcome sign if they don't call me.
All right, I'll do that. You take care of yourself.
Yes, sir.
You feeling good?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'll see you in a few days.
Goodbye. All right, let me.
I hope you got somebody to go out and buy me a good Christmas present, because I want a real nice Christmas present from you this year.
Want.
Well, I don't know, but something real valuable.
You want a surprise?
I want it in the Paul Douglas rule, though.
Not over $25. Is it 25 or 15?
Well, we won't watch it too close.
All right. Let Jack Valenti switch me back to Walter.
All right, Walter, go in there and talk to John in my little office. Walter just came in here. We're just getting ready to have a little press conference.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I just met with the Secretary of Agriculture and the farmers, trying to get them to agree on a farm program. That's not very easy.
No, I'm sure it isn't.
They say that these imports, cattle, haven't got anything to do with it. My brain trust say that it's because you fellas overproduced.
Oh, baloney.
Baloney? How you spell that word?
Meat that comes in, see how much it's gone up.
Huh?
Let them check, see how much bone meat comes in here every week.
Well, it's increased 9%.
Yeah. It's now, hell, your bone meat's about 25% of all that we use in the country, and it's now running about close to 11% of the total meat consumed in the United States.
Yeah, somebody told me that there'd been about 11% imports and 9% increase in the last two, 3 years.
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay, John, glad to hear you, and here's Walter.
Hello.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and hear the rest of that.
Well, Walter, these stories just keep coming out, and had a hell of a lot of his friends down here. We recognize that he don't have any brawl, but at the same time, we haven't forgotten the son of a bitch refused to ride with him in a car twice, two different Texas cities not a month ago. And we haven't forgotten he wouldn't support him for president in 1960, and we ain't going to love Ralph Yarbrough.
Well, of course he's not either, and you know that.
And I know it, but he just keeps a goddamn...
Well, he hadn't said a word.
I know he hadn't said a word, but he invites him over to go swimming with him. And he has to go up to the Lehman funeral, and Yarbrough, of course, just takes advantage of all of it. And all it's going to do is make the Johnson people mad. It ain't going to make the liberals any happier with Johnson. That's just one of those.
Well, I don't know what the papers have printed. He wasn't the first man he asked. He asked practically the whole Senate. There were two plane loads, and I guess about 35 senators, and nearly every liberal senator was asked. So he was, I don't know how they played in Texas, I don't know, but he was one of about 35. And on the swimming, he just happened to be over here, and about six of them, he said, everybody want to go jump in the pool with me. There were about six or seven others, and it lasted about 20 minutes, and it was not planned. It was just by chance. How'd they play that?
Well, it just played. He invited him over to go swimming with him.
Yarbrough asked for an appointment to discuss some matters, and he granted him an appointment, and then they did go swimming, and truth, that's true.
But Yarbrough puts out these things.
Sure, sure.
And that light, and of course, as I say, just infuriates everybody that really has been to Johnson and against Yarbrough.
That's right. Is anybody running against him?
Well, hell, I think you're going to. Ain't no question about it. Ain't no power on earth gonna keep somebody from running against him.
Ain't nobody going to run against you, are they?
I don't think so.
I can't imagine that they'd be fool enough.
And if they do, I don't think you'd want to.
I don't think you'd have to turn your hand or say anything.
I don't either.
No. Well, I don't think you would have anyway, but I think if you had before, you wouldn't have.
I'm leading a political charm life as of this moment. I don't know how long it'll last.
Well, it's pretty costly, but...
Yeah, sure as hell is costly. I don't want to do it again.
No, that's right.
Well, that's all I have.
Well, I want to pass that on. That's the reason I wanted to come back on, to be sure. But he has purposely not said anything. Now, he's not going to say anything to encourage anybody, but he thinks his situation has changed. He was kind of encouraging people. Now, I think he's just going to stay out of it entirely.
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Thank you. I'll see you.
All right. Bye.